This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. The Off The Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province. Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events. League of Ireland on Off The Ball.
So Eddie, big weekend ahead. For the team, you've double header, one against Derry, one against Drogheda. How do you prepare for a double game week like this?
Yeah, it's exciting. Like I say, it's opportunity to go and put points on the board and chase that European spot that we're after. So it's firstly Derry come Friday. It's a really tough game and a team that I know really well. And like you say, go in and show back at Tolka Park, put performance on and like you say, build from there, and we've got Drogheda on Monday. So it's exciting, lots of games, lots of opportunity to show what we're about and how we're kicking on and learning. Like you say, it's the European kind of chase that we're really focusing on here.
And how does your preparation differ for a team that you've played with for the half the season compared to like a normal game week?
Well, I think as a team, you've always got to prepare the same. You do your research, you work in-house on things that we need to look at and work on. And like you say, maybe I have a few little things that I'd know quite well from being over in Derry the last 5 months or so. So like I say, things I can add, speak to the gaffer about, but most importantly, it's just like any other game. We do our research, do our due diligence, and kind of just turn up on Friday and put on a performance.
Yeah, and last Friday, you had a very good game against Rovers. How did that feel going into Tallaght, big crowd, big game like that against what are the league leaders?
Yeah, it's good. It's always enjoyable, like you say, to play in front of fans, and it's a nice atmosphere over there at Tallaght. Like you say, it's a Dublin derby too, which I haven't experienced yet, which was brilliant to have. And I thought we put on a really good performance. Got slightly unlucky not to go away with a win, but it's all positive things really. Like you say, you're coming away from Rovers away, thinking we're a bit harsh done by to get a win, then it's positive signs.
And for talk about bigger crowds, you obviously played your first game here against Naumachalu, 5-2 win, and then you went away to Estonia, and then the big one, the Johan Cruyff Arena. How did that feel going out there?
Yeah,
it's been your third game for the club.
It's been amazing. It's like I say, been an eventful first probably 6 weeks here. We've had lots of games in Europe, played Ajax away, we've had Ajax at home, which I have to say was an absolutely incredible atmosphere. And just the whole feeling around the place was incredible. I had family that come up, and like I say, I think they'll be Shelbourne fans for life purely just off that game. So it was special occasion, and there's just been lots of them recently, and it's really nice to be back here at Tolka Park after having them incredible events that we can all look back on as fans, as players, like myself, for the rest of our life to go, wow, do you know what I mean? It really was kind of what dreams are made of. So, no, really exciting. It's been a really nice start, and there's been lots of kind of important games and influential games that have happened so far, but there's even bigger ones to come, like you say, in the push for Europe, which is my our biggest focus now.
Obviously the biggest moment there where you were faced with a penalty in the Johan Cruyff. How did that feel? How was it going through your head? You know, you have 60,000 around you to be in front of Mika Götze. How does that feel? And then you save it, obviously. How was that feeling for you?
Yeah, it was some feeling. I think you could see by the celebration after I saved it. I was didn't quite know what to do with myself, but it was brilliant. It was genuinely, it was one of them. It's, I think, walking out into the Ajax pitch, you see the fans, you see everyone, and it feels surreal. And like you say, as the game goes on, it's one of them, just keeping yourself in the moment. And I did for that penalty and came out on top. So it was a brilliant feeling. Like you say, kept us in the tie, and we came here week after and really, really took it to the wire, which, like you say, I could class as unlucky to not go through on the tie. So no, it was brilliant, and it was a great feeling, like you say.
And how does your backline sort of settle now with Casey, Norris and Gannon and Ledwich as well? How does it feel to have like a solid backline now that you know there's no injuries, fresh for injuries? How does that feel now be able to trust them.
Yeah, it's important. It's with especially the back line and goalkeepers, it's really important to build relationships. And firstly, like I say, I've come in new. I think I've built relationships really quickly, and behind the scenes and the dressing rooms, everyone's been very welcoming as I've come in. But just like you say, playing games week in, week out and getting to know these players always helps. And I think as games have come on, I think it's been quite evident how we're learning off each other, knowing different players, different positive strengths, and kind of really building something strong. And I'm really optimistic about the future we've all got together.
Right, and something that I actually do want to know is you're a Welsh underage international.
Mm-hmm.
How does that come about?
So my nan's from the Valleys, so she's a very proud Welsh lady, and like you say, I've been kind of instilled my Welshness from when I was a child, and learned the national anthem from very young, and yeah, she kind of instilled that in me. So I've represented them since I was 15, and feel very Welsh myself. So it's a lovely thing pulling on that shirt, and a great feeling, like I say, going out there and singing the national anthem.
And how's it different? Obviously, you were in England for most of your early career, and then you went to Scotland for a year, and but you're on loan for a bit as well. Now you're here. How does it feel? Your first year in Ireland. How does Ireland differ to Scotland, and then obviously the underage and the loan setups in England?
Yeah, honestly, I've been so impressed. It's one of them. Sometimes I think the Irish League, for some reason in England, probably isn't spoke upon as, not as highly as the wrong word. Maybe there isn't as, I'm not aware of it as much. And like you say, when I came over, the opportunity to come over, I've been nothing but impressed. It's genuinely, the club sizes, the fan bases have been incredible, and I've genuinely loved every minute over here, as I made really aware when I was with Derry. And now, like you say, here with Shells, it's the same feeling. It's an incredible feeling. And no, I've been really impressed. Like you say, everything's slightly different. Scotland was different to England. England being on loan in lower leagues, it's what makes football so brilliant. It's so much different levels, so much different stadiums, fans, teams. I just like, I think it's all exciting, moving all over and playing. And I've really found home here, which is the really nice important bit.
And another one I want to ask is, you were in the Chelsea setup around a time when there was very high profile keepers. Who were some of the keepers that you were able to bounce off and play, train with, and anything else?
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough to be around the first team for quite a lot of it. Some big names in there, like you say, Kepa, Edu Mendy, you have Phil Jorgensen, Rob Sanchez, all these players. Marcus Bettinelli was someone who was third choice at the time, an older goalie, and has had a great career. But he was someone that really, from a young lad 18, going in there thinking, starry-eyed, going, wow, is this real? He was one of them to really kind of help me out, in a sense, and just go, look, this is what your life looks like at the minute. And just like you say, any tips I had, he'd go and really help me. And same with the other lads. Like you say, they were all brilliant. Got to work with a lot of top-class goalkeepers, and something that I can always look back on with pride.
Brilliant. Olivia D'Amico, it's a big, big couple of games now that I've left the club this season. You have Sligo on Saturday, and then you have the big one coming up at the end of the month. Yeah. How does it feel now, the run-in at the end of the season?
Oh, I'm excited. Like, it's a great lineup of games. You know, we have Sligo coming up, who gave us a good match earlier in the season. We owe them 3 points, so we've got that. We've got Rovers coming up before the cup final even too, who, you know, we have some payback to do there. And then the cup final, like, it's everything you could wish for as a player, is just to like have these big games and these important games towards the end of season when you're in form and when you're peaking.
So you've already won one cup this year, the Avenir All-Ireland Sports Cup. How did that feel, that game? I know you came off in that game, but how did that feel to win the trophy, especially here where I know you might have won a title over in Penn State. How did that feel compared to there and in like professional matter or semi-pro matter?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, it's hard to compare to an extent. Obviously, anytime you win some silverware, it's a great feeling. You know, it's that everything you work for, like all the hours that you put in preseason and everything, like, okay, it's paying off, right? I think it was incredible to do here, to be able to do it at Tolka. We had a great amount of fans. Like, the energy was incredible. It was a hard-fought match, I would say. Like, it was a fairly equal match, and I just, you know, it was just a great feeling to like be able to do that with the girls, to be able to do it, you know, my first time playing professionally as well. And now we're looking forward to the FAI Cup.
Yeah. And how's the feeling in the camp now? You're 6 points off at Lone. You're obviously facing them in the Cup, but you're facing them in the league before. Do you think, obviously, the feeling will be that you can chase them, but what's the feeling in the camp sort of towards that?
Yeah, I would say, like, honestly, we're just focusing on ourselves and doing our job each week, right? Each weekend, each Saturday. Like, all we can control right now is getting the 3 points each weekend. You know, hopefully things fall in our favor, but we know that we can, from here on out, get 3 points every weekend. So we're going to do what we can to do that, and then hopefully everything falls in our favor.
And you've been getting significant game time now over the last couple of weeks or so. How has that shifted in sort of your preparation for games and knowing that you're going to be starting and you're getting the game time as well? Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's boosted your confidence as well.
Yeah, I would say I'm a firm believer in, you know, always preparing for, you know, the best, as in starting 90, right? All of that. You know, you don't just wake up one day and it's like, okay, I'm a changed person now that I'm, you know, playing 90. So I would say in terms of my preparation and everything, not
yeah, but
much
even
has
your
changed.
Confidence.
However, however, you know, it's been a good responsibility to have. You know, obviously it's a team sport and we need everyone in order to win. But I would say, like, it's been great being entrusted with that time on the field and trying to help get the points that we need each week. So yeah, for my confidence, it's been great as well. But honestly, I'm just willing to do absolutely anything to help the team.
And obviously you were at Penn State, University of North Carolina came over here.
Yeah.
What was that like playing in that game? It was a bit strange, but also a bit familiar.
Yeah, both, I would say. Yeah, I would say I didn't think I'd ever have to play UNC again. They were actually my last collegiate game, fifth year in college. They beat us in Golden Goal in the Elite Eight. And so when I heard the news they were playing them again, I was like, oh, okay. But it was great. Like, I think, number one, it was just great exposure. Like, the first, we're the first club in this league to do something like this. I think it's great exposure for the girls coming over to see what we're about, and then also just, you know, for us to see what a different style of play looks like. I think it was a great match. You know, we came out a little bit slow and maybe not so much how we know how to play, but we rose our level and after halftime, and it was just one of those fun, like, transition, like, always active matches. So it was a lot of fun, yeah.
And you've a few American teammates as well, mm-hmm. like Sir Pierce and Severance and all that. How does that make you feel in terms of your familiarity? Not, I know America's a huge place and all, mm-hmm. but you even just have somebody from the same country in the camp as well.
Yeah.
How does that feel for you?
Yeah, I mean, it helps a lot being an international. You know, obviously coming over here, it's an English speaking country, so that helps a lot as well. But I have friends competing overseas and, you know, not with another American or something. And it's definitely a harder transition with that. And so it's been great. Like, we've grown together, we've gravitated together, have each other's backs. Obviously Maggie has been here in years prior, so she was a great guide to us all about the ins and outs of living in Ireland and, you know, exploring overseas and everything. So it's been really helpful and just a great support system as well.
And I suppose final one is mm-hmm. Your excitement for the Cup now. Like, it's sort of the biggest occasion. I don't know, do you sort of have that grasp of feeling that you're going to be playing in sort of the biggest game of women's football in this country?
Yeah.
Yes?
I would say, has it hit me? Yes and no. I think, like, obviously, again, like, right now I'm focused on this week, and I think, like, the weeks leading up will help prepare us as well for that Cup final. I'm so excited to be, you know, in a big stadium, hopefully pack the stadium. You live for games like this as a player, right? For opportunities to, you know, be in that spot. So I would say, you know, we're all really excited. Obviously some of the girls have been there before. This is my first time, but I think we're just ready to attack it.
Brilliant, thank you, and good luck for the rest of the season, and good luck in the Cup.
Thank you.
League of Ireland, on Off the Ball. The Off the Ball Rugby Roadshow is coming to your province. Join some of the biggest stars from Leinster, Munster, Ulster and Connacht as we travel round the country to preview the 2026-27 rugby season. Don't miss your chance to be there. Get your tickets now at offtheball.com/events.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.